Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. Leaders, are you getting better or staying stagnant? Now there's an old saying that goes, if you're not learning, you're dying. Other adages mention change, growth, and the need for consistent adaptation. Yet while the mantras may make logical sense and have cute, catchy sayings, many of us persist in circling a state of stagnation. We can't seem to find the time to improve, yet we do find the time to sneak in moments to make our complaints heard about how nothing ever changes. If you're making that claim to others, then leadership must first start with you and doing what it takes to consistently improve a little bit at a time, or at least beat burnout from the way we've always done it. First of all, take baby steps. When I facilitate a core profile assessment for a coaching or training client, what often comes up in this vein is homework that sounds like, take time for yourself. Fluffy as that might sound, it shows up on a lot of leader profiles, and high-performing people often think this means you need a week off. Malarkey. This means you need time for you to grow, recharge, or re-energize, and that could be as simple as a 5-minute walk to the coffee shop and back, or a new way home for work that passes your favorite lake. Baby steps work just as well and usually better than trying to eat the elephant all at once and then giving up when you're trying to grow. Read more would be my next suggestion. Leaders who've been where you are right now have recorded their experiences in an abundance of books. Find an author or topic and read what they've learned. Experience is gained from your own efforts. Wisdom is learned from the efforts of others. Read more wisdom and stop taking the time to reinvent your own wheel. And finally, well, make the time. Yeah, I know. None of us have all the time to do what we say is important, like diet, exercise, personal growth. However, as I saw on Facebook, now the source of all wisdom, you know, we make time for what's important to us. It's a very simple saying, cute background, and it stuck to me because it really is that simple. If you find you have the time to tell someone, or several someones, all about how something isn't working, then you certainly have the time to make a change and fix what's not working over time. But the reality is, when it becomes important enough to make the change, you'll find you no longer have time to complain because you'll be working on a solution. Or, said differently, when the pain of staying the same is worse than the perceived pain of changing, you'll do something about it. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday. Look at maybe getting better instead of staying stagnant. And of course, have an even better week and stay contagious.